Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guests today are Tim and Dixie Haas with the Rolling Thunder Toy Run. Tim, if you want to throw out again all the particulars, time, date, where it's all going to be taking place.
Well, we start gathering at the Walmart there in Heath on the backside where the automotive service department is. We start gathering anywhere between, 11, 12. We should be pulling out around 1 o'clock. Everybody get an opportunity. Come down, check out the motorcycles, check out the fun. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's a great day to, meet everybody, see all the different bikes, the camaraderie, the fun. It's all, you never see any, all you see is smiles, And that's a great thing about it,
Yeah. Now, for folks who have never been down there, and I tell them all the time, I don't have a bike or anything like that. I don't ride a motorcycle. I'm like, okay, do what a lot of folks do. And you see this. You see people go into Walmart, buy some toys, and come out. That you're more than welcome to do that. And then take them to somebody. They don't care. Just they'll take them.
Well, typically, yes, all are welcome to donate. But we like to keep the parade specifically to two- and three-wheeled vehicles. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that donate their trucks. So you can go in, pick up a toy, walk out, and there's always somebody there to guide you to. If this truck's full, we've got another vehicle here. I believe it was last year, had to call for more pickup trucks, mm-hmm. which was a new thing. That many people showing up and expressing their desire to help out Salvation Army and the children of our local community. That's a great thing.
I'm glad you brought that up because, again, as folks know, in years past, as long as you've been doing it, everything stays right here in Licking County, correct?
It stays for folks
in our community, and that's what makes us so special.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just a great opportunity to give back. Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, and Dixie, if you want to chime in, or again, Tim, the route for this year's, when they pull out of Walmart, where they're going to go and how this is all going to work.
So, going to be the same as what it was last year. Come out down 79, up 21st, and down through downtown and down to the Salvation Army.
And at that point, it gets a little crazy there because, you're dropping off. People are coming in and coming out. Do you send – I never asked this before. I know the Salvation Army has volunteers, but do you guys have folks that you specifically say – go down there, wait for us, we'll be coming to help unload, or is it just people kind of hang around once they get down there and help unload?
Mostly it's volunteers. There is a staff that is at the Salvation Army. A lot of times, mostly it's volunteers that, will stick around and help out with everything from, organizing the toys to sometimes even just guiding people as to what the next adventure is. There's also a 50-50 drawing. That's where all that takes place. Obviously people who work towards helping the Salvation Army deal with this flood of toys. So it's good stuff.
You mentioned a 50-50. It takes place during the actual kind of that time frame from 11 to whenever at the 1 o'clock over at the Walmart. And yeah. I know a lot of times you'll have people dressed up selling the tickets. That's a big part of it too, is it not?
Absolutely.
Cash donations. You don't have to buy a toy.
Correct.
Something tells me you'll be happy taking a check or some cash.
Correct. And once again, those monies stay right here in our county.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Tim, you mentioned that so many folks from around the area take part in this, but the one thing that I like to do is I'll walk around and you're going to see people who have different colored jackets and the vests and that are from not in this community, from out of the community.
Correct.
People come from all over for this, correct?
I've personally met people from Franklin County, Muskingum County, even Perry County, and further north also. There's a lot of people out there that see the value of what we're trying to do. And, we'll participate in other toy runs as well. Just people helping people.
it's a community of bikers, is it not? I mean, it just seems to me, like I said, because I'll hear people say all the time, yeah, I was down here for this one, and I was over here for this one, and it's amazing how many times they'll get involved in these.
Right. Yeah. We might look old, scruffy, and dirty, but, you know, our hearts are in the right place.
Yeah. Dixie, I know usually you guys will have something going on beforehand if folks want to get some food before they head over. Is there anything like that taking place this year?
So Jugs is doing their third annual Before the Run. Starts at 8 to 11. All proceeds go to the Salvation Army for the run. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You get hungry, come get your belly full. And
do you guys get a chance to stop there before you head over? Because I know it's a busy day for you.
Absolutely. I eat a big enough breakfast. I don't even eat lunch.
Yeah. So are you cooking?
Well, I will be there early to help set everything up, make sure everything's ready to go.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We have fun that day.
How many folks usually come down for that? I mean, you don't have to have an exact number, but I mean, does it get pretty packed? Because there's not a lot of parking at Jugs. I mean, across the street and all that, I understand. But I mean, that place can get packed pretty quick.
It does. and it's actually pretty consistent. So we're pretty busy from the time we open to the time that they start heading over to the Walmart. So.
And what time can folks start heading out over there if they want to grab that bike to eat before they head to Walmart?
We'll be there at 8 a.m.
Oh, really? Okay. And the menu, is it just eggs, bacon?
It's a whole variety of stuff.
Gravy,
there's
bacon,
sausage, there's bacon. One year we had steaks.
Oh, really?
So you can have steak and eggs. There's a variety of different cookies and cakes and that kind of stuff, too. So.
Yeah, it's always a good time if you can get down there early. Tim's more excited, I think, sometimes about getting the food. You hear him right away. Well, they got everything down there. I mean, Tim, your family has been involved with this forever. I mean, it just seems like a Haas name has been with
us. Day one.
Yeah.
You know, the biker community back then. My father was involved with what they called Chapter O, which was Gold Wing Road Riders of America. And they grouped with Serco back in the day, which I'm not even sure if they're still, you know, collaborating.
Is that a bike club?
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, one thing led to another. And, you know, here we are 37 years later, you know, championing a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting bigger every year, which is phenomenal. But it also leads to a little bit of nervousness because mm-hmm. you just never know how many people are going to show up.
Do you get to relax that day at all, or is it from the time you get your breakfast to the time you're down at the Salvation Army? And we're over there every year, and I see you guys running around. Really, do you give yourself a chance just to sit back and think about the impact you're having on the community?
Typically, all that floods in afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been a couple of years where we weren't sure how many people, the weather, and all those kinds of things. And, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, me and Lenny look at each other just like, you know, wow, that was awesome.
And you talk about Lenny and what he does for this every year.
Yes.
And the thing that I always tell people that amazes me, if you come in and you go to the right where they're lining up the trucks, my God, the sea of bikes is not, now I'm not talking about motorcycles. Now I'm talking about
bicycles.
Kids' bikes, bicycles.
Yes.
How do they get to those numbers? Because I know he's been doing this for a number of years, but my goodness, every year it seems like there's more and more.
It turns out, you know, Lenny knows a lot of people.
I agree.
You know, being a postman for years, you know, he's developed a lot of friendships and relationships with people that when certain individuals heard about what was, you know, and they immediately jumped on board and said, I will provide this or that every year unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having those kind of people in working towards the same, you know, goals, it's just an opportunity that you shake your head. Wow. Fascinating.
I agree with 100%. Dixie, I'm just curious. Have you made friends from this event or people who come in on bikes and you're like, you were here last year? I mean, have you done anything like that? I mean, I know it's hard because you're busy, but have you made some friendships throughout this?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always have your standard people that always come in, and it's funny to see them and then the people that they bring every year that are new or the ones that have ridden with them previously. It's a great community, this community, whenever they get excited for this particular day. So,
and then when you're down at the Salvation Army, I mean, again, people, I don't think they understand how many toys are coming in. But do you give yourself a chance as you're watching all these toys come in, going, my God, we just did this 2 hours ago, and look how much stuff is coming in? Because I know, it to me, it's fascinating to watch how the, you mentioned it, Tim, yeah, you watch how the trucks get filled with toys.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And like Tim said, last year we were calling people, hey, we need more trucks. We need, you know, anything and everything that we can put toys and stuff in. And then, you know, when you're doing the parade and you see everybody lined up and they're waving and all of that, and just kind of goes through your mind that, you know, there's probably one, two, or quite a few families that are sitting there waving at us that are going to, you know, reap those benefits for the community. So that's a good thing.
Now, you know, the folks may think, well, I don't know what to get a kid. Is there, have you talked to anybody at the Salvation Army and said, hey, these are the age groups we need, or just go in, go wherever you buy your stuff, it doesn't matter, just buy something? I mean, is it, do they tell you to bring, we need this much or that?
Typically, no. Sometimes they'll let us know whether there's more boys, more girls, and then we try to buy, you know, appropriately. Or encourage people to do appropriately. But ultimately, you know, everybody has, you know, especially this time, you know, with the economy being the way it is, I'm going to be the last person to tell you what you need to spend your money on.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything is welcome.
That's what I tell people, because they're like, well, I don't know what to buy. I've even seen people in there on that day looking at different toys. Well, I don't need to buy anything. And I just want to say, just buy something. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're going to take – I know when I go in, I just start grabbing stuff. I mean, I'll try to get a couple of things for each age group, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, a young kid or an older kid, because I know, too, they'll ask for gift cards. The Salvation Army will do that specifically down through their program. But, I mean, at this point, it's just – yeah. Get the toys and go. Now, you mentioned the parade, and just want to make sure everybody remembers, just stay safe. This is the most important thing. I mean,
parade,
we want to get to the Salvation Army. Right. It's not a race. Stay safe. Usually you'll have some law enforcement are involved in this as well, correct? I mean, they will do that as well?
Yes. We've worked with local officials on, you know, blocking traffic in certain areas. And I got to give a shout out to, you know, the community and, you know, being patient with us. I know sometimes, you know, around that time, Sunday, you're getting out of church and you want to go get your shopping done or go get a bite of lunch and go home, you know, because everybody's got chores around the house to do. Thanking those people for their patience as we roll through.
Well, and that's why we try to get the word out early. I mean, it's always been in that area. When, if there was a Toys R Us coming out 30th, you're still going down 79. That's why we try to tell folks, hey, look, this Sunday, you may want to avoid 79 between these hours, because roughly how long does it take to get all those bikers down there?
Well, that's a good question. I've never been in the back.
Good point. Good point.
You know, ever since I started actually doing this, it's always been customary that, you know, Santa's first, the toys, and then from there, you know, usually it's the volunteers, because we want to get down there to help orchestrate where and get the trucks in. So that's typically, that's the main reason why we ride up front.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, you get 500-600 bikes down 79 at 10 miles, 50 miles an hour. It takes a minute or
yeah.
two.
Yeah. Just have patience. I've been stuck in it before, but then you see, as Dixie mentioned, you see the people standing there waving and that. I mean, my God, just one couple hours out of the day on a Sunday in November. Just let it go and go have fun.
Absolutely.
Real quick, before we let you out again, time, date, and this is rain or shine event. I like to always mention that as well. But time, date, what people need to know. And if there's a Facebook page, they can get some information.
Yes, we have the Rolling Thunder Toy Run Facebook page. You can just put that in your search and it'll pop up. But it's Sunday, November 3rd. The first Sunday in November at the Walmart in Heath, Ohio. We'll be gathering anywhere between 11 to 1 o'clock. We'll be pulling out. Just encourage everybody to come down, have some fun, And be safe during the parade.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guests today, Tim and Dixie Haas with the Rolling Thunder Toy Run. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.